Hey there, Renegades. This is Tampa Earl, and welcome to the Renegades Radio Podcast. This week, we're coming to you from the beaches of the Outer Banks, and ironically, we're talking about beach music. Now, many would automatically think of the Beach Boys when talking about beach music, but there's an East Coast-West Coast thing to it. That's way before there was Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G. East Coast beach music is more in tune with rhythm and blues music, while West Coast beach music is more into harmonies, surfing, girls, cars, and guitars. This week we're taking a look at both coasts and what beach music actually is. As we stated previously, the Beach Boys weren't the first to come up with the style of music generated out of California. It is arguable that legendary guitarist Dick Dale, who passed away earlier this year, was the originator of the surf rock sound. Dale, often called the King of the Surf Guitar, made a lengthy career out of his creation, including being a part of one of movie director Quentin Tarantino's films. The familiar rapid-fire bursts of guitar that Dale immortalized in Miserulou was used by Tarantino in the movie Pulp Fiction, and we're going to use it to kick off our tribute to beach music. Here's Dick Dale and Miserulou on the Renegades Radio Podcast. The Renegades Radio Podcast is on the beach in the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and there's no better way to do it than with the Surfaris and the classic Wipeout. Many a drummer and a drummer wannabe has laid down their version of that with varying degrees of success. If the previous segment didn't prove that there was more to beach music than the Beach Boys, our next segment should prove it even more. There were several groups that were successful outside of the Beach Boys, probably none more than Jan Barry and Dean Torrance, otherwise known as Jan and Dean. From their debut in 1959, Jan and Dean not only performed as a significant part of the California sound, they would also help other artists become stars through Barry's writing and producing. They were arguably at their peak of success in 1963-64 with such songs as Surf City and Dead Man's Curve topping the Billboard Hot 100. The arrival of the British invasion impacted their performance on the charts, but it was an auto accident in 1966 that nearly killed Barry that scuttled the band. On his way to a business meeting, Barry would crash his Corvette into a parked truck, suffering injuries that caused brain damage and partial paralysis that basically ended the group. Ironically, the accident occurred only a couple of miles from the spot of their hit song about the faded highway. Here's Jan and Dean and Dead Man's Curve on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Started to swerve, and then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
Won't come back.
Yeah.
Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just waiting for me. There were plenty of stingrays and XKs.
Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might.
Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear rubber burn. The stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big shift and I got into high. And when I flew by the stingray, I waved bye-bye.
Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might.
Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn and the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The stingrays and jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line.
Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might. Spring little Cobra getting ready to strike. Spring little Cobra with all your might.
Hey little Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Shut them down, shut them down, shut them down, shut them down, shut them down.
Little Scoop, you don't know, you don't know what I got. Scoop, you don't know what I got.
Well, I'm not bragging, babe, so don't put me down. But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he don't even try. Cause if I had a set of wings, man, I know she could fly.
She's my little Lil' Scoop. You don't know what I got.
Scoop, you don't know what I got. Just a little Lil' Scoop with a flathead mule. But she'll walk a thunderbird like she's standing still. She's boarded in her leave and she's stroking for just 140 in the top end floor.
She's my little Lil' Scoop. You don't know what I got.
You don't know what I got. She's got a competition clutch with a four on the floor. And she purrs like a kitten till the lake pipes roar. And if that ain't enough to make you flip your lid, there's one more thing, I got the pink slip daddy. And coming off the line when the light turns green, well, she blows them out of the water like you never seen. I get pushed out of shape and it's hard to steer. Rubber in an all four gears.
She's my little Lil' Scoop. You don't know what I got.
Scoop, you don't know what I got.
She's my little Lil' Scoop. You don't know what I got.
Scoop, you don't know what I got. She's my little Lil' Scoop. You don't know what I got.
Little GTO, you really looking fine. Three deuces and a four-speed and a 389. Listen to her tacking up now. Listen to her whine, yi, yi. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Whoa.
See her on a road course or a quarter mile. This little modified Peloton has got plenty of style. She beats the gassers and the rail jobs. Really drive them wide, yeah, yeah. Come on and turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Yeah.
Thank you.
gonna save all my money and buy a GTO. Get a helmet and a roll bar, and I'll be ready to go. Take it out to Pomona and let them know, yeah, yeah, that I'm the coolest thing around. Little buddy gonna shut you down. When I turn it on, wind it up, blow it out, GTO.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Beach Boys, wrapping up our look at the California version of beach music with their tune about a young lady who didn't like listening to her daddy. That's Fun, Fun, Fun on the Renegades Radio Podcast. According to legend, the song was inspired by the radio station owner's daughter, who instead of going to the library to study, decided to go to a drive-in movie. As a result of her actions, her father took the keys to her Ford Thunderbird. As fate would have it, one day Brian Wilson and Mike Love were at the station for an interview when the father and daughter were arguing about the punishment. On the spot, the duo started writing Fun, 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 and as they say, the rest is history. Now we're going to move 3,000 miles or so to the east to take a look at what the East Coast calls beach music. On the beaches of the Carolinas down to Florida, the music is more inspired by R&B music, with the crooning of black artists more prominently featured in the style. It is also arguably more danceable than its California counterpart, with the dance style called shagging and all the double entendres that come along with it. Let's kick off our look at East Coast beach music with the beach music and rock and roll Hall of Famer Jackie Wilson and Lonely Teardrops on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely Teardrops. Say you will.
See me walking down the street.
Hey, hey, hey.
They When the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof, under the boardwalk, down by the sea, on a blanket with my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk.
having some fun
under the boardwalk.
People walking about
under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love
under the boardwalk.
Boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a carousel. You can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk.
Having some fun
under the boardwalk.
People walking about
under the boardwalk.
We'll be making love
under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun,
under the boardwalk.
We'll be having some fun
under the boardwalk.
People walking about
under the boardwalk.
We'll be falling in love
under the boardwalk. Boardwalk.
If that doesn't take you to the beach, nothing will. Well, that and the surf sounds in the background here. It's the Drifters with Under the Boardwalk on the Renegades Radio Podcast. Little known fact about that song is that the lead vocalist for the group, Rudy Lewis, died of a suspected heroin overdose the night before the song was to be recorded. Instead of rescheduling the session, the other lead vocalist for the group, Johnny Moore, took over the lead. Turned out to be the right move. Song peaked at number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and would be named one of the top 500 songs in rock history by Rolling Stone. The Drifters were one of the black artists that were able to cross over from their R&B roots to the beach music scene. There were many of these acts who did this, and in some cases, they were some of the biggest names in the genre. The Four Tops and the Temptations fall in this category, but we're going to continue on with the East Coast beach music scene with vocalist Betty Everett. Everett made her mark in music history with the Shoop Shoop song in 1963, and you're hearing it on the Renegades Radio Podcast.
Just a charm
in his one embrace.
another day, another night. I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Talking about my girl. over at 10. You told me time and again, but you're late. I wait around and then I run to the door. I can't take anymore. It's not you. You let me down again. Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home. I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. But I love you still, I need you. More than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So build me up, buttercup. Don't break my heart. You are my toy, but I could be the boy you adore. If you just let me know. Although you are true, I'm attracted to you all the more. Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh. Why do you build me up, buttercup, baby? Just to let me down, and mess me around, and then worst of all, you never call, baby, when you say you will,
say you will.
But I love
I need you
more than anyone, darling. You know that I have from the start. So
build me up, buttercup.
Don't break my heart.
That was The Foundations with their beach music classic, Build Me Up Buttercup, on the Renegades Radio Podcast. The Foundations were a band that came over from England, surprisingly, and the multiracial group was a rarity when it came to the States in the 1960s. But they also had an issue with keeping the group together. On multiple occasions, members would leave the band, resulting in a rather short stay in the States, although the band would actually stick together well into the 1970s, but with limited success. With that, we're going to wrap up our look at beach music, both East Coast and West Coast, on the Renegades Radio Podcast. Whether you like one over the other, they both were integral parts in the history of music, but they have both seen their day pass in the music of today. We can always look back, however, and remember the warm summer days and our activities on the beach. Join us next week on the Renegades Radio Podcast when we will remember an era in music that, for many of us, was incredibly important. In August of 1981, a little-known channel called Music Television, or MTV, came to life, bringing music to people in what was then a new format. With VJs, video jockeys, introducing the music, MTV would be a cultural revolution for many and a musical revolution for the industry. We'll look back at its inception and what it has become, for better or worse, on the next week's show. I'm Tampa Earl, coming to you from the Outer Banks of North Carolina, and you've been listening to the Renegades Radio Podcast. If you would like to listen to more like what we've offered here, be sure to join us at renegadesradio.com and follow us on social media, on Twitter at renegades_radio, on Facebook at www.facebook.com/renegaderadio, that's RENGADERADIO, and on Instagram at Renegades Radio. If you'd like to contact the Renegades Radio Podcast, be sure to email us at TampaEarl@RenegadesRadio.com.